And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Do you believe they'll come up at 10? And not after that game, but because of everything else that's taken place in the Western Conference. You got Memphis cleaning house. You've got Nuggets cleaning house. Michael Malone, who's won a championship in the last couple years, is gone, which is just crazy. So your fear factor now in the West is what? 888-957-9570.
I just think in general, you know, I freely admit that, and I acknowledge I am one of the most impatient individuals when it comes to life in general.
Really?
Oh my God. If I order something on Amazon, I want it delivered like within the minute. You know what I mean? Like that's
you were first on the Amazon Prime wagon, right? You were the guy.
Right at the forefront. You know, like when a new season gets released, like Andor's coming out right now on Disney.
Oh, I can't wait.
I want
season
the whole
two.
Thing. I don't want to do week to week. I want it all dumped into
You're a binge guy.
Yes.
You want to binge it all immediately.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then I'll live with the results later.
Got
but
it.
I also acknowledge it's a reckless way to live life. And if you make the wrong move, it can be suffocating. My uncle is one of the smartest people I know. Uncle Jeff, he has a line. He's like, hey, Joe, you can make $100, even $1,000 mistakes for your entire life. You will not go extremely broke. You know what makes you go extremely broke and ruins your life and ruins marriages and happiness and all that? Making multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars of mistakes.
Mm.
Over and over. That's what ruins you, okay? On just like a personal level. I look at just the NBA right now, and I say, all right, going back about a year and a half ago, who are the teams that have made significant moves? Well, Milwaukee with Dame.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for them?
Not great.
Okay.
Dame has deep vein thrombosis. Hopefully he's doing well medically. That sucks for them, but it's been a bust.
Okay, and you fueled the Boston Celtics and gave them Drew Holiday,
basically,
which was a perfect fit.
In a reverse way, because they... Portland, obviously, but then there was another trade. So yes, but yes,
you
fueled your rival
exactly.
In a way,
and you completed their team.
Yes,
and they won the championship.
By the way,
Philadelphia,
hell of a game yesterday. Boston overtime over the Knicks, big game.
Yep, Philly, they're the team that swung the Paul George trade.
Yikes!
Right,
talk about disaster. That's the only other team I might be able to think of outside of the Phoenix Suns, but they actually have some young pieces, and I think they do actually have some draft capital. But that's another squad I look at in the East, like, man, are they in one of the worst situations in sports right now?
So,
because Joel Embiid can't stay healthy.
So those are two in the East. But in the West, as a Warrior fan, you're sitting here, and at any point in the last year, you've said, oh, we got to get through the Lakers and Dallas and Memphis and Phoenix and Denver. And I'd throw New Orleans in there as well and the Kings, right? Mm-hmm. Just think about this. These are all the teams, okay, that have made significant moves. And I would argue almost every one of them was fueled by panic, impatience, and now they're stuck. The Lakers, look, we'll see about Luka long term. But in terms of winning right now and the Warriors getting through, yeah, the Luka matchup for the Warriors might be better than the Anthony Davis matchup.
It might be. Yeah, absolutely. That's the only other team right now, probably, because just given how they played against the Thunder and Luka getting ejected yesterday kind of ruined the ending of that game.
No, I still think they can win.
But that's it.
But I'm talking threat level to the Warriors.
To the Warriors?
If they were a 10 with Anthony Davis in terms of threat
level,
they're
a medium now. They're
like an 8.5.
Oh, so I'd go like 7.
Oh, I'd go. I'm going to still give them respect
because LeBron
and the refs.
Okay.
And then, all right.
Who helped the Warriors in that game against them? But continue.
The beginning of the year, Dallas was the team that was in the finals.
They
had Kyrie. They added Klay. All right. They had Luka.
Mm-hmm.
They made, let's just call it what it is, a bad trade.
One of the worst trades maybe in the history of the league. Yes.
We don't even know what fueled it. It was so impatient. They didn't feel the second call. Think about that.
There is nothing that they can do to ever win that trade.
We have forgotten so quickly. They were a huge threat 3 months ago. Now, we don't even consider them on the map of teams that are in the playoff picture.
Can't wait for that Kings-Mavericks playing game.
So dynamic. Dallas, completely impatient. The Memphis Grizzlies. You know, say what you want in terms of threat level. Whatever the hell has happened over the last couple of weeks, whether it's Ja and the grenade throwing and the gun shenanigans stuff.
Now
you fired your coach? Something's going on in Memphis.
I'll catch a grenade for you, Bruno Mars. John Morant's favorite song right now. No, I hear you, though. Coach Tomas, though, he's right at the ship. 3 wins in a row. Grizzlies can't sleep on. It's them, Warriors, Nuggets, Clippers, all tied at 47-32.
So something has happened. They're impatient. Phoenix. Phoenix was the team that swung a deal. They got rid of Mikal Bridges. They brought in Bradley Beal. All right. They went all in for the now, and we can examine them in a second. All in for the now. They were the team that was trying to make a deal for Jimmy Butler. Okay, but because of the awful, impatient move to go get Bradley Beal, it has detonated in their face.
Like a grenade.
They are bottom tier. No one fears them. The team they trotted out last night against the Warriors, I recognize two names, Booker and Beal.
You know how much the cap hit is this year for the Phoenix Suns with Bradley Beal? $50 million. Next year, $53. Oh, and by the way, in 26-27 season, it's a player option that obviously Bradley Beal will be picking up. You know why? $57
million. Oh, no.
Okay. Is there a worse contract outside of Deshaun Watson for the Cleveland Browns than that in sports? It's not even close.
And there's an alternate universe where the Warriors were the impatient team, and they swung the deal for Bradley Beal.
They liked
him. I fielded calls on Bradley Beal for multiple years from the fan base.
Yes.
All right. Denver. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what's going on, but the fact that they fired Mike Malone with a couple games left in the season, what? You couldn't wait till the year was over?
Right.
He's that big of a headache?
Right.
Okay. That's Dallas, Memphis, Phoenix, Denver. Let's get to New Orleans. New Orleans, I don't even know what you're doing. No one knows what you're doing. But you were a team at the beginning of the year like, I don't know. New Orleans, you got to get through. Remember, they were in the play-in scenario last year.
All right?
You were literally longing for Trey Murphy III, Warrior fans. Like, think about that. We wanted Zion.
Well, they traded, Brandon Ingram to the Raptors?
I did.
I completely forgot about Brandon Ingram as a player as soon as he got traded to the Raptors. I forgot he's in the NBA. I don't even think he's
And what's that done for New Orleans?
Nothing.
Okay.
They have Cross Zion, and maybe they got Cooper Flagg to pair with them, and was that going to save basketball in New Orleans? Probably not.
Okay. Now the Kings. You lost to the Kings last year. I'm gonna say that again. You lost in the play-in to the Kings. They were a young, ascending, up-and-coming team. They had multiple players. I was like, wow, their top three might be better and more young than your top three, right? They went all in on becoming like the 30-something-year-old Bulls.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they've become. And now De'Aaron Fox is gone. They made a crazy trade for Zach LaVine, who Warrior fans wanted. And then they got DeMar DeRozan.
They're the Sacramento Bulls. They got DeRozan and LaVine, who did the exact same thing in Chicago, mired in mediocrity.
Joe, there are six teams just in the West. Dallas, Memphis, Phoenix, Denver, New Orleans, and the Kings, who at any point in the last year and a half were considered more complete teams and have better championship odds than the Warriors, and six of them have self-destructed around the Warriors, and all they've done is quietly stay the course, stay with their young players, and then they made the shrewd trade, which was a pivot. I think they wanted KD. It didn't work out, and they went and got Jimmy. It could not have worked out better for them.
No, it's a great point, and I'll say this. I go to ownership. I go to Joe Lacob and what he has been able to do with Mike Dunleavy, with Steve Kerr, all of them buying in to the same game plan, the same vision for this squad. I don't undersell things like that. I know it's easy to say, oh, Joe Lacob's a meddling owner. And he's been on the airwaves. He's been right here in this studio saying, No, all owners should be involved. A good, like, you should be involved with your product. Like the John Fishers of the world who have no say in anything and don't give a damn about the actual team. Yeah, miss me with that crap. It shows in the product. Like, there's a reason they're playing in Sacramento right now in front of 4,000 fans. No, give me a Joe Lacob 10 times out of 10 because he cares and he demands excellence from Mike Dunleavy and their communication, from Steve Kerr. And it's this constant influx. That's why, say what you will about Miami, Pat Riley, the ownership, mm-hmm. and Eric Spoelstra, they've constantly competed. Constantly, because they are all on the same page.
And Joe,
that matters.
You need to make the right trade.
Correct.
So the other team that
and Mike Dunleavy, give him credit because this has been the right trade. As much as everyone 100%. Wants to crush him, I cannot say, and we don't bring up his name enough as far as I'm concerned. So, Mike Dunleavy has done wonders with that Jimmy Butler trade.
The team I didn't put in there was the T-Wolves. Mm-hmm. They traded away Karl Anthony Towns.
They did.
I want to see what happens in the playoffs before I determine whether that was a good, bad, or whatever trade. I'm giving them benefit of the doubt. They were awesome last year.
Bad loss yesterday. God, that was a horrible loss for them.
Were they not a team you feared?
Yes.
Okay.
Talk about stock rising. Anthony Edwards, I thought, was going to be the next face of the league after that playoff
run. What motivated the move to trade Cat? Some financial flexibility?
I don't know how they viewed him, maybe Finch, maybe the GM, I don't know, like how they viewed him as like a winning basketball
Joe,
player. Going,
that is,
he did come up small a lot last year in the playoffs.
Sure.
Let's call it what it is.
Okay.
It was the Anthony Edwards show.
Good.
He's a good player.
He's good. But that's seven teams in the West around you who had a better chance of not only making the playoffs, but better championship odds than you, mm-hmm. who have just self-destructed mm-hmm. and made the wrong moves or done something that I would file under dysfunctional, right? Like what's going on in Denver right now feels very dysfunctional. What happened in Dallas is very dysfunctional. The Warriors, for as angry as they made us for all that time, you gotta make a move. No, you don't just make a move to make a move.
No.
You have to make the right move and you have to be patient. And the timing of when you pull the trigger is extremely important. There's a reason why the Warriors have been surging and seven different teams in the West around them have just completely harpooned their chances.
And it's a cautionary tale. Like, I don't care if it's basketball. I don't care if it's baseball. I don't care if it's the NFL. Like, you guys want to fire Kyle Shanahan? Like, you guys want to do that because you had a bad year? Because you weren't in the Super Bowl like the year before. Like, stop. Like, the reality is, if you fire Kyle Shanahan, you're going to be closer to what the Raiders have been doing, what the Jacksonville Jaguars have been doing, what teams like, historically, the Denver Nuggets, that's what they do. Like, teams like that. You want to be a nobody? That's what those franchises do. But that's why I have so much respect, and I keep going back to ownership when it comes to Joe Lacob and what they have been able to do and buying in as an organization. Mm. I guess it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. Having your star players consistently buy in and not that message not getting stale in a locker room is huge. And I think Jimmy Butler, you know, kind of giving this organization a kick in the pants, if you will, was a huge part of all this.
Joe, let's think about this. At the beginning of the year, Pods is untradeable. He's going to be an all-star. He could not have gotten off to a worse start.
And people wanted to trade him right immediately.
Melton was ahead of him in the rotation.
Yeah.
You know, he was shooting, I think, under 20% for a really big stretch. I want to say 10 or 15 games. Yeah. It might have been more. Like under 20% from three. He looked lost. Mm. All right? A lot of teams would have been impatient with him and either dealt him at the deadline or just put him on ice. Now they're reaping the rewards of staying with him. 19 points per game over his last 11, shooting 52% from three, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists. And it feels like he's playing his best basketball in his small 2-year career. Think like I cannot get back to like patience in sports. As we talk about Kuminga a lot at this station, they're going to need Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a time and a place and a matchup where he is going to be vital. And it's going to be incumbent on the coach and the organization to be patient with his mistakes in that game when he is called upon and allow him to play through it so that they can reap the rewards of when that upside starts to actually bear fruit.
You know, it's funny. We're talking about like coaches getting fired. And I was just thinking to myself, like, man, you know, Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics. What if they're one and done this year? Sounds insane. What if they're one and done? Then all of a sudden he's on the hot seat next year, which sounds insane. We're just going through what we've seen from the Lakers, the Bucks. You mentioned, who'd you mention? The Raptors with Nick Nurse, right? And now with the Denver Nuggets, like these coaches that win one title and then they don't get back to there after a year or two. Yeah, see you later.
It's insane. Quick in the NBA, we just discard of these coaches.
And then conversely, in the NFL, you win a title, hey, that can last forever.
Well, Doug Peterson.
Philly, a little different. I hear you there.
It is.
They got a little greedy, but now Nick Sirianni.
Look,
if Nick Sirianni doesn't go back to the playoffs next year, the year after, and Jalen Hurts regresses, oh, he's gone.
Joe, Belichick has 6 rings.
It took how many years? How many years?
He had 2 down years, and they were like, get him out of here.
He's too old.
It's unreal. He's too old.
We're